The pro-tax contingent in the state legislature is exactly a handful. Last night, five Democrats voted in favor of raising the state sales tax a half a percent. Representative Marlon Schneider argued it would cost each state resident only $75 a year and prevent the need for drastic cuts to education, environmental protection, and social welfare programs.
It stops the hemorrhaging of the University of Wisconsin. It helps in Badger care and senior care. And if you want to be fiscally responsible, you stop digging the hole deeper.
The effort failed, but even some who voted against it, like Democrat Gary Sherman, applauded the idea.
It's about whether you believe that the things the government does are worth doing or not. That's the real issue. It's the issue that they raise. And while I don't think that this is an appropriate time to raise taxes, and I will vote red against the amendment, I applaud them for laying it out in black and white for all the world to see.
UW political scientist Don Kettle says any effort to raise taxes this year was dead on arrival because the governor and Republicans were trying to outdo each other in fulfilling no new tax pledges. But he says of all the possible taxes to raise, the sales tax is the most logical one.
The one revenue source that has held up more than anything else over the last few years as the state's economy has struggled has been the sales tax. And so there has been some talk among some analysts that broadening that sales tax base and perhaps even increasing the reliance on the sales tax might be a way to insulate the state's economy from some of the swings of the national economy at the same time.
Republicans in the legislature are still less willing than Democrats to consider a tax hike. Senator Bob Welch says he would consider one only if it was linked to a reduction in income taxes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.